here's a story from The World.
Afghanistan has now seen several weeks of violence with a series of deadly attacks against civilians across the country. The most recent one happened yesterday. Gunmen opened fire at a university campus in Kabul, killing at least 20 people and injuring many more. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. The World's Shirin Jafari has more.
These days, it seems like Afghans barely have time to mourn. All over the country, mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers get news of loved ones killed in violent attacks. They weep, bury the dead, and repeat. 22-year-old Muhammad Rahib studied public policy at Kabul University. He was also a motivational speaker, a fierce debater, an optimist.
Zindagi sarasarash janjal ast, sarasarash dard ast, sarasarash gham ast, sarasarash mushkil ast, fashar ast.
Life is full of challenges, full of problems and sadness, he says in this video posted on social media. But we have to keep smiling. We have to keep living. Rahib was killed in Monday's attack.
It has been devastating. It has been one of the worst days of my life.
Samiullah Mahdi teaches at Kabul University. Rahib was one of his students.
Such a beautiful soul, such a beautiful person, and so much energy. But unfortunately, we have lost him now.
Mahdi says he's still coming to terms with losing his students.
I have known them closely for a number of years now. They were not only my students, but also my friends.
There are several militant groups in Afghanistan responsible for the bloodshed. The Islamic State said it carried out Monday's attack. Just days before, it had carried out another attack. It was a suicide bombing at an education center in the mostly Hazara neighborhood of Kabul. The Hazaras are an ethnic group in Afghanistan. They've long endured atrocities at the hands of the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Most of those who died last week were high school students. They were taking classes to prepare them for their university entrance exam. Last weekend, a group of students at Oxford University in the UK organized a vigil for the victims.
We have some students who are passing slogans to hold. Some of them say, like, Hazaras, rights are human rights.
Lina Tori John was one of the organizers. She grew up in Kabul in a neighborhood not far from the education center.
When I was younger, when I was in Afghanistan, before learning English, I used to go to a similar educational center where I learned English.
Tori John says the attacks carried out by the Islamic State are just the latest chapter in a long history of discrimination against the Hazaras.
It starts with dehumanizing a community through the differences. The difference that they see in us is that we look Asian. And even when I went to classes, when I went for education, you know, I saw the discrimination of my teachers. I saw the discrimination of my classmates, you know. To be a Hazara, you were not welcome.
Tori John says terror groups target education centers and universities because they're afraid of a young generation that is educated and confident. Esfandiar Mir studies the Islamic State in Afghanistan at Stanford University. He points out that the Islamic State makes a reference to this point in its propaganda published right after yesterday's attack.
In the claim that the Islamic State has issued, they say that they have killed trainees and prosecutors who, of course, have a major role in the justice system in Afghanistan.
Students who could go on to become lawyers and hold members of the Islamic State accountable for their crimes, Mir says. On Tuesday, families once again gathered to bury the victims. Some Afghans I have talked with say the scars left behind by these atrocities will take a long time to heal. And as defiant as they are, some days, they say, it seems too hard to carry on. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.